Acclaimed bass Jason McKinney graduated from the University of North Carolina School of the Arts, where he studied voice with soprano Marilyn Taylor and tenor Glenn Siebert. He also studied conducting with maestro James Albritton and composition with Kenneth Frazell. Jason McKinney has performed the role of legendary bass Paul Robeson many times in a play based on the life of Paul Robeson by Philip Hayes Dean. In it, Jason embodies the many fascinating sides of Robeson's life. Robeson was the son of an enslaved North Carolinian. He became valedictorian of Rutgers University, an NFL football player, star of the longest-running Shakespeare play in Broadway history, Hollywood A-lister, and a controversial civil rights figure. We're sampling from one of Robeson's signature pieces. This is Jason McKinney's performance of Old Man River.
He was a phenomenal singer. He was an All-American at Rutgers in 1917 and 1918. He was a very famous singer, probably the famous African-American singer at the time, touring the U.S., touring Europe, you know, not just singing songs that people wanted to hear, but he was actually elevating the African-American music of the time, spirituals and the field songs. He was elevating them to the status of an art song or a French chanson or a German Lied. He was using that medium as a way to open the door for people so they could get a snapshot of what the real African-American experience was, and not just minstrel shows and the stereotypes of the time. Because, you know, this is right after World War I, before any sort of civil rights were happening. Jim Crow was very big in the South. And, you know, Paul had to deal with that. And, you know, the main reason he got into theater was because when he was trying to be a lawyer in New York, he would not be allowed the opportunity to try cases in front of judges. Because he was a black man, and they were afraid they were going to lose because judges were very reluctant to rule in favor of Negro lawyers. So Paul decided, enough's enough. I quit. You know, I got to do something else. And he was able to find the theater.
Was it his performances in theater that led to his slaying them in London, singing Othello, that allowed him to then elevate the spiritual? How did that progression go?
Well, Paul was very famous for singing for friends. Famous friends like Eugene O'Neill and George Gershwin and people in New York that could hear his music. And Paul would be very happy to sing, no problem. He was very famous for doing that. His voice was very powerful. It had this vibrato that would just cut through everything.
There is spite against the sons of the oppressed, a God on high.
Not to mention, he was a very good-looking guy, and he was very charismatic. So during the Harlem Renaissance, that really led him to become very popular. And eventually, he got the idea from his wife that he could use his talents as an orator, which he, you know, won contests for as a youth. He could use those skills not only in the courtroom, which he tried to do, but he could also use them on the stage. And he was a little reluctant to do it. But eventually, he came to the realization that, yes, he could use the theater as a way to sort of open the door for African Americans.
That we call freedom, the home of liberty, but especially the people that's America today. But especially.
Bass singer and University of North Carolina School of the Arts alumnus Jason McKinney. You'll find links to more information and a wide variety of Jason McKinney's music samples at WFDD.org and click on Triad Arts. For WFDD, I'm David Ford.